Hello and welcome to the Impact Dynamics podcast. I'm Andy Little.
I'm Plushy.
And Rusty's decided to be somewhere else.
I'm being Rusty.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, and tonight we're talking about new year, new me, new Josh, new Andy.
Yeah, let's do it. Mastery power, thank you. Well, that was exciting.
All right, I made it.
Oh, good.
Our saviour is here.
Yeah.
that was underwhelming.
We were stressing me.
A lot worse off than that.
Yeah, we were stressing. Did you catch that? How did we go?
You guys have done well. I'm checking out. See ya.
Good episode, guys. Good episode.
Oh, you're holding us together.
You're just abandoning us everywhere at the moment, Rusty.
Yes, I'm currently in an undisclosed location, somewhere in a different country, perhaps. It is nice and this is a window, not a painting.
Oh, cool!
Check it out. Great. How are you, hey, boys? It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Definitely.
What's been going on, Andy?
Definitely has been a while. Well, we had Christmas and New Year's in there somewhere.
When?
Well, when were they?
Oh, I know. It's
that was like last year.
Well, one of them was, yeah. it's definitely been a while. I've decided to change to a new cartridge, and then I decided to go overseas and pretend to shoot.
Yeah. Nice. What about you, Plushy? Anything exciting for you?
No, I haven't been doing much shooting. I've just changed all of my equipment this year, basically, is what I've decided to do. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to change and just see what happens. New cartridges, you know, maybe some new chassis, maybe some new scopes, maybe.
Just start again.
Decided to run a match in my hometown this time. That is so much easier. Highly recommend.
Fair enough.
A couple of weeks, and I'll start thinking about actually shooting instead of running a match.
I feel like you did this last year.
Yeah.
It's an annual event. We just, I don't want to get rid of it. Josh, what about you? No. How's I've seen you nearly every day. So, great. But, how's it been?
I mean, apart from that, same old. Pushing buttons, things aren't working. First podcast of the year and it's all gone wrong.
Yeah, we were here making up Ethernet cables just before we started.
Yeah, and then I found one.
How was your Hungry Jacks tonight, boys?
That's pretty good.
I didn't get Hungry Jacks.
No, mine was pretty good.
This was good.
I had McDonald's, but all okay. Right.
Good. Well, we normally kick the year off. Last year, we kicked the year off with our round counts, but I know how dismal the amount of rounds I'm going to shoot this year is going to be, so I've decided to move on from that and need something that I'm going to also be pretty dismal at. You know, the winner of the PRS series gets a golden bullet.
Yeah.
And then a number of the different positions gets a blue bullet.
Right.
Well, I thought out of the four of us, whoever places highest in the PRS is going to get the exclusive orange bullet.
Oh,
to line up with the Impact Dynamics logos. So, boys, that's what you're playing for this year. Forget the golden bullet, forget the blue bullets, all that sort of gear. You've already got the blue ones. You can paint them gold if you need to. What you can't do is paint them orange. And so we're going to get ourselves an orange bullet, and at the end of the year we shall award that to whomever places highest in PRS.
Cool.
And then we've also got some other matches to consider into that mix, but we can argue about that later.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay. What do you?
Right. Yeah, the high-vis bullet.
Yeah. Are you shooting PRS this year, Josh?
I'm not.
Oh, are you shooting PRS this year, Rusty?
No.
Right.
It's pretty good.
It's a two-horse race.
Yeah.
The odds are very good.
It's a very inclusive challenge here.
If Josh fakes his way
in the year, and we can decide to shoot it, and then we could be involved.
True. Or at least at the club level, we could do a club one as well. Well, I always do shit at the club. So
yeah, I never shoot at the club.
Yes, I'm in. Oh, well, cool. We'll fight about the rules later, but that's good. Speaking of competitions, Andy, you alluded to before that you've been over New Zealand.
Yeah, I have been. I flew over there for a week. Got around with Anthony Colley and Aaron. And, we were just sussing out the South Island and it was a totally different experience to what we have here. Saw some amazing country, went out bush hiking up in some mountains and some like real mountains where there's still ice ice glaciers sort of up there. And
that's cool.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Just the scale of the land up there is unreal. Got to do a bit of hunting, got a couple of deer while we were up there.
Nice.
And then, we cruised on down a bit further south to Gore and shot a two-day match, which was, awesome.
Was that their first ever PRS match?
Yeah, so I believe they've been running competitions there for a while, but this is their first one under the PRS.
So you shot the inaugural PRS match in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, can't take that away.
Not
bad. No, that's, yeah. That's, pretty cool. I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, cheers.
How'd you go?
Good. Yeah, I ended up getting third.
How many people were there?
Da-da-da-da.
Four. Two.
Yeah, me, Anthony and Aaron.
Yeah, right, go.
No, I think it was 41 all up. Oh, 41 or 42.
Number. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Good numbers.
Yeah.
So, it was really cool, and we sort of broke up into four squads. It was on, like, big farmland, and they had scoped out the stages in different paddocks, different areas. You'd shoot two or three stages in one area, then walk to another area or drive to another area. You're up on top of a hillside shooting in different directions. You're out in the weather, the elements. It was the first time I actually used the Lovis Gear rain shield thing for the rifle.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah. No, worked a treat. And I think, like, the main difference is obviously you're out in the environment and the weather. You're not so sheltered with sheds and things like that, but finding the targets, obviously they've, you can have targets way up on the hillside in amongst scrub and bush, and you just, I think they had probably 100 degrees of pan, even a little bit more, and it's just remembering exactly where those targets are and finding them, where here it's more not target acquisition but target identification here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I said to the guys there, you won't have a problem finding the target. It's shooting the right target here.
Yeah.
We're over there. It's just finding the target.
So you were saying they got like 2-minute stages.
Yeah, so all of their stages were 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you sort of, I thought to myself early on, oh, that's plenty of time. That's heaps of time. But then in that environment where you're dealing with more barricades that are rocks and tree stumps or whatever, it just takes you a little bit longer to sort of get settled in positions that we're not usually in.
Yeah, just so, different style of barricades.
Yeah, that's it. So we might be like lying down prone a little bit awkwardly behind a curved hill with a rock, or you're sort of shooting down or up. So you one quick thing I learned was get your bipod height right or run it higher than you think, because you'll sort of get down prone and it's different to here where everything's level. You're aiming up a hill or down a hill.
You've got more angles involved.
Yeah, that's it.
And why did you run it higher than you think?
Because that's what Anthony said.
I was thinking that's because it's easier to drop it than it is to raise it, what I was thinking. But
that's it. Well, you can – well, there's probably that if you can reach in and drop it down. But by running it higher, you can always, with this medium, get more height in the back if you need.
Yeah, just flip your bag around the other way.
Yep, but – you can't always get it low enough if you don't run your bipod high enough. So, no, it was really cool. I'd love to go back. It will definitely be on the cards.
Nice.
Maybe this year, most likely next year. But yeah, it was very good. I think we'll
very good, gents.
Get some photos kicking around at some point, but yeah.
There'll be something that gets scattered over that. I was too lazy tonight.
Oh, I haven't put any photos up of New Zealand. I was putting photos up of our club sheet the other weekend, and Collie messages me and goes, oh, I see you got your priorities straight. Or something. No New Zealand photos, but yeah, you got the club stories up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the way. Well, speaking of overseas, two of you guys are heading overseas later this year. Plushie, give us a rundown.
Well, we decided, when we decided late last year.
Yeah.
I think when they started talking about world championships.
Because
originally it was it in South Africa? And then they moved it to the States. And it was, there was a bit of interest in South Africa. And then it was kind of like they've moved the world championships to Mecca and or America. America. And then all of a sudden there was a whole bunch of people that decided they needed to go.
Mm.
So it went a little bit from perhaps the first couple of times was if you put your hand up, you kind of got a spot. To all of a sudden there needed to be a selection process, was, the guys did very well to get that out quickly. We put our hand up and decided to go. We both got up for open team, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and I think there's, what is it, about 4 or 5 South Australians going?
In the open team?
No, overall. Well, the open team is basically South Australia.
Yeah. Oh, I thought there was more SA people going.
I don't know. Oh, hang on.
Hey, Plushy, I'm just going to correct you quickly. The microphone works much better when you talk directly into it, not like off to the side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
It's fun being able to sit here and do that because I can just pull you up straight away on it.
I don't know. Maybe there's 6 or 7 or 8. I don't know. There's a few. Yeah,
I thought there was a fair crew.
Anyway, we're heading over. It's in, where is it? In Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yep.
At the Cameo Shooting Complex in September.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to head over about 3 weeks early, 2.5 weeks early.
2 and a bit weeks early.
We've got a location spotted out in the, or picked in the state next door in Utah. Mm-hmm. Go do some load dev and go do some matches in the lead up. Go shoot one or maybe two-day matches in the lead up.
That'll be cool.
You can kind of combine a couple of bucket list items in one trip, which is pretty cool.
I think that's good. We'll definitely wrap our head around the whole environmental stuff up there and conditions and not rock up jet lagged.
And get used to their sort of how they run their matches and just get a vibe for how.
Yeah, mainly the accents. I think it's mainly the accents. Yeah.
Mainly, yeah.
So you can get used to hearing your impact calls.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what silence sounds like. So.
is that what happened on the weekend?
Yeah, I bombed on the weekend.
Anyway. The sound of silence.
Very good. Josh, you didn't quite make the cut this time around.
No, I didn't. I opted out of it, actually. I got approached and was like, no, I don't have time for that. Sorry, guys.
Oh, are you that guy? Right.
Too busy.
No one believes you, Josh. No one believes you. Okay, very good. And so, guys, you're not doing anything particularly yet to prepare for that. I guess you've got a PRS season here to worry about before you head over there.
A little bit. Well, we've sort of coming up with some loose plans, just organising the big things like flights and a bit of a rough schedule. In terms of that, I think, like you said before, we decided to run new gear.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
New gear. Oh, new calibre too.
New calibre.
Yeah, new calibres.
Is anything the same?
Yes.
Still running a ticker.
Just change it all.
No, my action is the same and my trigger is the same.
Yep. Okay, I should get new ones.
Maybe the same muzzle brake, maybe, yeah.
All right.
Well, the same barrels, yeah, definitely the same barrels.
Same barrels?
Yeah.
So you're going 25 Creed?
Maybe. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to have two. I'm going to stick with the 6GT for your shorter range, your 500 meter matches like Buchan and, you know, Canberra and stuff where there isn't a lot of wind to concern yourself with. Mm-hmm. And then the 25 Creed for like Little River and what are we calling that? Nikia, whatever it is, the New South Wales match.
Nioka.
That's the one. And I'm going to take the 25 Creed to the World Championships as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I've decided to go with the 6 BRA. So, yeah, I figured I was running my 6 Creed really slow at 2850. So I thought.
How fast is your BRA going?
Well, I found a good note at 2900. What?
With 10 grains less powder than you Creed more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, less powder. Less felt recoil, I think, as well.
What about real recoil?
Oh, don't know. But, yeah, I think that will go right over there. I'll probably find a lower node while we're doing our local shoots, just around the
just play around.
2800.
I'm curious now. Yeah. So what have you done? Have you got two barrels or you got one barrel? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've got two barrels.
Yep.
So I'm about 400 rounds or 350 rounds in on the first one. And then I'll get some load dev happening on the second barrel. And then whether I take one barrel or two, undecided. But I guess that might be interesting how customs see that. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, my peripherals caught what was happening in the monitor.
Yeah, he's up in the sky now.
I've headed out.
The window's
moved. I've gone outside.
Are you on the beach?
Gone out. You should put some sunscreen on. What I'm doing these days.
Yeah, put some sunscreen on, buddy.
So that's fine. Very good. Well, I did go overseas as well. Went up to the US for SHOT Show. That was good fun.
Oh, awesome!
Hey, that was always.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened. I did shoot. I shot 5 rounds through an AR to test out an aim point. I think that was about, I shot a couple of other guns actually, went down to Arizona and shot with a couple of people down there. So awesome. That was good fun, but not a lot to report on in that side of things. Got to drive a Ford 150 F-150 Tremor around for 2 weeks. That was for free. So that was great.
Nice.
That was good. But onto other things. We've got the PRS season. This is really uncomfortable. We've got the PRS season kicking off in what are we? A couple of weeks, Plushy? You know,
a week and a half, Rusty.
A week and a half.
Yeah,
it'll be about a week by the time this episode goes up, and we'll be into the first match of the year. So there are obviously a bunch of, as there always is, a bunch of rule changes, but there's quite a few to talk about.
Yeah.
So. Guys, we've got the first one I've got noted here is it's changed this year from 2 matches to qualify for the finale to 3 matches to qualify for the finale.
Cool.
Any takes on that?
I think we've actually, well, there's a few people who have crunched the numbers and it makes a great big like zero difference to who would have qualified pretty much and, you know, results and stuff from the last couple of years. So I don't think it's going to make much difference. Just it is what it is, yeah. The more consistent shooters will always do well.
Yeah, and I feel like people were likely to go to 3 matches anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Just align. I guess I think the theory is to align with the US. I think, and that aligns with the US. But there's what does we know? There's 8 regular season matches or something like that.
Yeah, eight matches.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So I think for most people, unless you live in Western Australia or Tasmania. There's 3 matches within driving distance, so it's relatively accessible.
No, sounds good.
Yeah, Josh, I know that impacted your decision this year.
Yeah, well, I sort of went from, I was looking at 2 matches and then could maybe stretch to a third as a like backup match, but then having the 3 to qualify is like, oh, ideally then you really want to be doing your 4. Then you can just, you have a bad match or whatever, like you've got one to cover it and you're like, ah, it's just pushing a little bit too hard.
Yep.
So, I mean, I made this just strategic decision to go, all right, I'll sit the season out, I'll do club stuff on the 22 cheaper scale, and then that gives me time to build up for next year, and then I can actually go and get a rifle and go and compete it with all my own gear.
That'd probably help with shooting 3 matches, I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Definitely.
Unless
they bring in a Nerf division, then I'll be golden.
I think, plus you said the other thing in that is that it changes, the finale is now worth 200 points, making it 40% rather than 30. What was it worth? 33?
It was 150 of 350, so whatever that works out to be. No.
Yep.
Yeah. 150 of 350. Yeah.
Yeah, the 350. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea that the biggest match of the year is worth the most points. Like you should have to, I think you should have to win the match or do very well at the match to win the season.
Yeah.
So I think I think it supports that. For me, that's
you add that crunch, you add that pressure, so you need to be able to rise above and keep your composure.
It's the only time of the season I think that you're guaranteed to have the best shooters from around the country at the same match. So it makes sense. To me, it makes sense.
Goes from 42% to 40%. So much of a muchness.
Okay, right. Well, it's exactly the same then.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's actually less.
Sorry?
So it's actually less.
It's actually less of a percentage.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but it's very similar. That's why the decision was when we only had 2 to make it 150 so that it played a similar percentage of the points back in the day.
Fair enough.
New rules around production. It has gone, it's not a entry level category anymore. It is focused on being a factory focus, so more along the IPRF lines with the factory division rather than the PRS production round.
I think it's really interesting.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Really, really interesting, actually. I think I've noticed at our local club that when I first started, you know, you do PRS matches and you come back and shoot a couple of club matches. You know, a few years ago, you'd see the occasional person with a, you know, a nice custom rifle or a something. And now you go back and you're like, oh, wow, that dude's been here 3 times and now he's got an ATX or something like that. And they just gone and dropped 15 grand on a rifle. You're like, holy, you know, holy shit. Like people are just jumping in. So it aligns with what I'm seeing at our local club.
I guess there's some decent options out there now too. Like you can go and get some very nice sort of production rifles.
Well, I think you'll find that the market will respond to it. Like you've got the MPA and the ATX are the two obvious choices at the moment. Then you've got Bagara with their, they got something new with an ACC, I think.
Yeah, they've teamed up with, aren't they doing something with the Elite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got two pretty top end choices and one that's not far behind.
Yeah.
They're the obvious three at the moment. I think other manufacturers will respond to it, especially if it's going to be universal around the world. And you can take your factory gun from PRS in Australia and then go to IPRF and shoot factory. Mm. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's something I was looking at to jump in with. It was one of the MPA builds. Mm. And now that it's actually a category, you go, oh, that makes that much more appealing because you're not just jumping in with open with everyone in the customs. Like, hey, no, this is actually a feasible class and I can jump into. And
that rifle is ridiculously good value for money. Mm. What are they
just about $6,800?
Yeah, just under $7,000 for essentially a custom action, a more than $3,000 chassis. If you go buy a custom action and a barrel and a chassis, you're probably up for $8,000 before you get it chambered.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are very good value for money.
Hmm. Yeah, not a bad way to jump in. It's probably what I'll end up doing.
Mm. And then you've got the option, you can rebarrel it to a longer barrel, heavier profile, all that sort of stuff. And if you want to go back, unless you want to go out of factory, and you want to go back into factory for IPRF, you just get the same spec barrel, which is actually a really good rule.
Mm.
Where you don't have to have the original factory barrel in there anymore. It has to be the same profile and the same caliber.
Mm. Yeah,
you're matching. So you can just have an aftermarket barrel put back on there, and you can go compete in factory again. Mm. So yeah, I think it's a good idea.
What trigger do they come with?
MPAs.
Yeah,
I think they have to come with their own trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everything has to be like it's got to have their twist on it, sort of thing. It can't just be. I don't think it can just be like a Trigger Tech two stage or something like that. It's got to be the MPA tweak on that, which is painted blue or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've changed something.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
I think with the development of a lot of local sort of side of things, the need for an entry level class or a division is probably not as significant as it was.
Yeah.
Certainly 2018, 2019, that sort of time period.
Yeah.
And something needed to change in production. We've known that. And I think it was either, when I left, I sort of said to the guys, you potentially like drop it down to like a couple of grand or, you know, a few grand sort of limitation, or do something completely different with it because it needs to change. I think everyone was aware of that. Yeah, with it being so healthy now and growing and developing regularly, there's another PRS style club about to kick off in Victoria. Mm-hmm. There's more and more happening with it, and I think that the guys who want to get started in the sport have that opportunity to get started in the sport. To be able to give guys another into that national level, there they can compete with a limit, a real solid limit on the gear, and allow open to really just do its thing.
Yeah,
not a bad option. Speaking of divisions, tactical division has now made its way to Australia as well.
Mm, yeah,
which is the 2D3 and 308 limited divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts? Any plans of shooting that, Andy?
Well, funnily enough, like. Ended last year, I bought another ticker action to get it chambered into a 223 AI, but now I might just stick with the 223 it's in already. And I'll definitely plan on running that at the club just as a solid trainer.
Nice. Just,
yeah.
You're gonna AI that thing?
Well, no, not now because it's just keep it. It's a 223 for the mill class, but not – I won't run the 223 in the PRS.
Right. So you're building a gun for a class, so you're not going to run it in? Cool. Yep, that's correct. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's a training rifle for the club.
I think the tactical has got some crossover with the limited, I think, in IPRF. It's not, I don't think it's exactly the same, but I think it's the same enough that you can do that. Because I think the limited guys. I got this right. Factory can run hand loads, and I think limited have to run factory loads. It's a bit weird.
Put a disclaimer.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Well, I don't think they have to, but if the match, I believe if it's available, you have to run it. I think that was the rule.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Watch the actual podcast for the real answer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't guarantee that, Josh.
for a different answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a different answer.
Update. Nice. Cool. 2024 matches. We lose a couple from where they were. Tassie. So for those who don't know, Tassie late last year took themselves off the table. So they didn't feel that they were at a capable enough level as a club to run it. So that and the other one that's dropped out was the other two was Darwin and Mildura.
Yep.
As well. And you know, we can only assume based on sort of some numbers and location and distance to other shooters, those two matches. And Mildura doesn't, well, plus you ran Mildura match last year. It's very difficult when it's not based at a club that has its own presence.
Yeah, that was challenging. That nearly killed me. Like packing up everything onto a trailer, 4 hours away from home, 4.5 hours away from home, not being able to go to the range that's, you know, 20 minutes away, check all that stuff out. And I didn't get to put on the match that I wanted. I also look at, I mean, the Majora's not being run this year. We've kind of just shifted that match to Monado in a way.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's worked out really well. I mean, Monado's 20 minutes from my house.
Mm.
So I know that. I mean, I know that range by the back of my hand, and it's just give it some, you know, I work locally. Like I can lean on local resources, local people to help. Like we were just saying to Josh earlier that he's like, oh, how are you going? And I'm like, well, all the planning's done. Now we just have to do the doing that starts on the weekend. So it's worked out much, much better. And it's just going to be 45 degrees in the weekend instead.
It's better than having to rock up half a week earlier just to go, all right, cool, now I've got to plan and see if everything that I've actually planned works.
Completely change your match because nothing works behind those stupid bloody baffles. Yeah. So yeah, there's definitely been some changes, which it's hard, isn't it? Like, because it affects some people negatively and it affects other people positively. There's always winners and losers. I feel for the people that have missed out.
Yeah. I spat the dummy and decided not to attend your match.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought, and you're not helping too, which is...
No. Yeah. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to leave the state.
It's not because of the 10-round limit in the mags, is it?
Quite possibly. I was really hoping to squeeze in 11.
I like how plus you said, oh, and you're not helping either, like Andy ever actually helps. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
He might be there, but that's not necessarily helpful.
Well, yep.
Also, I got nothing. Andy, thanks for fixing that Ethernet cable tonight. Cheers for that. Appreciate it.
No worries.
What, the one where you hit in the corner?
Yeah, apparently we didn't need it.
But it works.
It works now. Yeah.
Have you tested it?
No.
Yeah.
That's how we know it works.
A couple of new matches as well with the Queensland match, finally back in the mix. The Queensland match was so good to see. You know, those guys have been starved of that for a long time.
Mm.
And the Nioka match, which is that range goes out for about a mile. So that's really good to see that getting the love. And then another Monado match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, how did that feel, especially being able to run one and then go and shoot one?
It's almost like the perfect situation that you don't have to give up a home match to be able to run a home match. It works out. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it anyway.
Mm.
That'll be good because that'll be the tune-up match before we go to World Championships. That'll be the last one we run.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
I should look at the calendar.
Yeah, definitely.
And the matches and figure out what I'm doing.
No, that's worked out really well. No travel, no nothing. Just rock up, shoot, go home, get ready for Worlds.
Yep.
Is it nicer also now doing the first match of the year, not shooting a match, then while still having to match prep, then do that and then sort of try and get your head back in the game after?
I think I've come to the conclusion that there isn't a nice time of the year to run a match. Because last year I was doing the second match of the year and it completely disrupted my preparation and my first match and had some other things happen at the start of last year that, you know, some things weren't in my possession that were supposed to be and stuff like that. you know, it's tough. And then I thought about that match and then I had, Mildura and then we rolled into, I can't really remember what the next match after Mildura was. Was that Tassie? I think it was. Rolled into Tassie, basically just pulled my gun out of the safe and went and shot Tassie. Mm. And this year it's... I tried to shoot Tassie, I pulled the trigger a lot of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year, I guess getting out of the way first match is, I haven't had a preseason yet.
Yep.
Like I've done next to no shooting. But that's okay. Unfortunately, there's 3 weeks between Meltdown and the next match. So I don't have high hopes for Sydney. But once I can get Sydney out of the way and get back into the groove, I've sort of got my match behind me and I can focus on shooting for the rest of the year. So
yeah.
I think if you gave me a choice of being in Ash and Aaron's shoes for the Minato match and then jumping on a plane and going to Worlds, I'd take the position I'm in right now.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah. Match out of the way and then just full break.
Yeah, then focus. Yeah, whereas those guys are going to be shooting, thinking about a match. Oh, Worlds, cool. Let's go do that. Yeah.
Gotcha. So which of the PRS matches, Andy and Plushy, are you eyeing off to shoot?
Yes.
I think.
Like I said, I haven't looked at the calendar. I sort of.
Oh, wow.
Just when they pop up and say registration's open, oh yeah, I better do that.
I've already booked on my leave. I've done everything.
I just tell work when I'm not rocking up. I would like to knock over a few of them. Obviously, not this first one because you're running it. But knock over a few of them definitely leading up to Worlds, and then it might taper off after that.
Yeah, I think I was planning on doing. Actually, I think I can do all of them bar one, which is the Queensland match, and I'm not unhappy about missing that one. Those guys are they're hard work.
I was keen to check out Queensland because I wasn't able to shoot there when they did have it. But I think we get back the weekend of or something.
I think we get back about 3 days before the Queensland match.
Yeah,
and having just been away for a month,
divert into Queensland.
My wife actually suggested that. And I was just like, wow.
Oh, you've even got the pass and everything.
I was like, is that permission? And she's like, you do what you think's right. And I'm like, well, I'll be home then.
Good. Cool. That's the pass that was a test.
Yes.
And you're like,
Cool.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, in the spirit of a new PRS season, I've organized a PRS quiz for all three of you.
Oh, dear.
All right. So I shall ask you the question. You guys can each give an answer, and then I'll let you know who is right. So first question, are you ready?
Is this very much the outro button?
Sure.
No, I'm not ready.
I'll let you know in about 30 seconds.
Terrible at quizzes.
Excellent. Here we go. When was the first PRS season anywhere in the world?
Ooh.
When?
Jeez.
2011.
2012.
Josh, you got it.
Hey. 2012.
What up, man?
Josh, since you know so much, who won that season?
Yeah, nah, I'm out. I don't even have a name.
Oh, was that Shannon?
No.
No.
I don't know enough of those guys back then.
I don't think it was Phil.
Yeah, well, his name's around.
What, Phil Lee?
He designed a pretty promising action. Okay, Wade Studeville was the inaugural winner.
Oh, yeah,
now you know.
If only I ran an impact,
what
I might
year
know.
What was the first PRS season in Australia?
2018?
18? Yes. 18.
Well, all three of you are Grant, so you're either all right or all incorrect, and you were all correct.
Yeah.
There was a 2017 match of which the T-shirt is behind you, the Cold Steel Open, but that was not a season. That was a once-off match for the year.
There you go.
And what matches were in that season? There was Mildura, there was Buchan. And there
who's
was...
doing the damn quiz here?
Come on. Oh, sorry, right? Well, this is a quiz for you, buddy.
All right. What matches were in the matches were in the season in 2018? We'll run with that.
There was Mildura. There was Buchan. And Buchan had the finale. And there was Darwin.
You're looking at me like I know this.
Yeah, sorry. There was two Buchans. There was
Minato. Sure.
Minato.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No. Yes.
No? Sure. Maybe?
No, there was no Minato in 2018. 2019, Minato was the first.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Was there four matches?
There was Mildura.
Yep.
There was Darwin.
Yep.
There was Little River.
Oh, there was a Little River. Buchan. Yep.
There you go.
That's correct. Who won? Who has won multiple PRS Australia seasons?
Oh, that one's Ash. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well done.
It was hard. Yeah.
2019 Delta Tactical Steel Apocalypse.
Is this Crispy? Or was it Lucas?
Andy, lock in your answer.
Crispy.
Okay, Lucas.
Oh, didn't Butters get up there once?
No. Nah.
That wasn't... No,
Butters is only one meltdown.
Yeah, I was thinking Lucas then.
But Plushy, you're all over it. Crispy won that one.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, well done. In that same match, 2019, what position overall did Andy finish?
Oof. 21st.
23rd.
Jeez. No, he's probably better than that. He's probably 22nd. Like 10th or 9th or something. Jeez. Like that.
What year is this? 2019?
2019.
Oh, I know.
19th.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us.
Oh, shit.
was it 6th?
Wait, what year are we in now? We had COVID and everything.
24.
What difference does that make?
That was
the results still the same.
It was 6th or 3rd.
Plus he said about 5 numbers, but he did actually say 9th, which was where you finished overall in that year.
I thought it was 6.
What is
upside down
6? What is my highest finished in a PRS match? I just looked this one up.
Hang on, how many have you shot? 2?
2.
Darwin. How many shooters were at Darwin?
This year there was like, or last year there was like 25 maybe. The year before there was 28, 30 or something around there.
25.
23rd.
Nah, I reckon about 14th.
Yeah, I was thinking about the 15th, 16th. Yeah. Wait, is this including the one where you're switching scopes?
No, I'm sticking with my 23rd.
No.
Well, it's right in the middle of everything. It's 19th. Was the year before I switched every scope. So, I finished 23rd in the year that I switched the scopes out last year.
Yeah, so nice.
I've got one of them.
Yeah, so you don't recommend doing that.
You didn't answer the question. All right, and then I think I ran out of time to write the rest of the quiz. So there you go. We'll move on from that.
Cool, I win. Awesome.
That's good.
What match did Andy win? Yeah, what match did Andy win? What question was that?
What Andy... that was the next question. Who at the table has won a match?
Oh dear. Have you won a club match?
No. I think I have. I think I won a club match when everyone else was out shooting a national match.
That's the way to do it. Oh dear.
Very good. Well, speaking of club matches, Monado Meltdown is coming up. Kashi, you are the match director with Sean Lawson, who I believe was in the chat.
He's been messaging me, so he was around the place.
He was promoting MPA. And
shamelessly.
Andy, you are not shooting it, which is news, because now that's just ruined the discussion we're going to have about it. Oh. And Josh, you're going up to do some stuff for the club.
I'm still going to harass people with cameras.
Yes.
I will be up there on the Saturday, I think. Plus, I've promised you.
I think it was Saturday, Saturday? You finally got out of it on the first match round. We're like, hey, Rusty, can you come help?
That's exactly it.
You get yelling at people this time,
How are we doing? Well, I guess this falls on you, Plus, but Andy, you can pretend you're shooting the match. That would be really useful. What are you doing to prepare for the match, gentlemen?
I had plans to prepare for New Zealand match. And do some dry fire and stuff at home, which I did none of. So that went well.
Disappointment.
If I was shooting Monado, I would plan to do some load dev and make my rifle shoot better. And then that's about it.
Right. Good day.
Yeah. Oh, so, keep it simple.
I can see how that would work. Right.
What are you asking? How things coming together for a match side of things?
It usually helps if you write a course of fire. Find that's particularly useful. Yeah, that's.
Now I know where I went wrong.
Yeah, just get the shooters to fill the book out and pick the best one.
Well, so basically in the early days of PRS, you used to argue the stage brief of the first stage, and it was by negotiation, and you'd change it enough to where you actually liked it. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that this year.
No.
That's not the early days, Plushy. The early days, you got told what you're doing and there was no arguing.
Sorry, take that back. The early days of PRS, not the early days of PRI.
Yeah.
Well, mate, there was a rowing machine early days of PRS. There was no arguments.
There was a medicine ball as well, wasn't there? Yeah.
There was a medicine ball. Yeah, there was all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that guy must have been a fitness freak. Yeah. Anyway, it's going well. So we're going to try a couple of things.
Anything you can elaborate on?
Yes, there's some things I can talk about. There's some things you have to find out the hard way.
All right.
No, so we're going to have, in the interest of trying to not have a million helpers, because it's really hard to get a million helpers, to run a match, we still need 20, which is still a lot. But we're going to have, so the competitors will be spotting, but we're going to have, we're actually going to have a dedicated squad mum that's not a competitor. So okay. they will follow the, they'll follow the squad during the course of the match over both days. And so they will, they'll be the scorer and they'll also be the person that makes sure the next shooter's ready. And they'll organise the whiteboard that's got the names with who's spotting and, you know, that sort of stuff, your next shooter, all those types of things. It's going to try and see how that goes. We've got a dedicated person keeping the squad in order. And it's actually more interesting, I think, than being a scorer on a stage all weekend. So there's actually something there. So the squad mum now, who is the scorer, will also get to see every stage of the match get shot.
Cool.
So it's far more interesting for those, you know, five people rather than just being bored, you know, pushing the same 10, you know, buttons on the iPad all weekend. They at least get to see all of the stages in the process. So we're going to try that, see how it works.
That's
I don't know. It might be good. It might be shit. Don't know.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea to try, absolutely.
I think so. Right. And then, yeah, on the Saturday we're going to have, you do pairs of stages, like a, you know, a standard two-stage rotation. And then on the Sunday, we're going to have a few more stage officers and you just, you do a stage right onto the next one. So there'll be more stage officers and there will be squads. So hopefully that'll go really quick, on the Sunday and we'll get it over and done with, in good time, hopefully. It's been really good. I'm not going to go into the match design, but me being local, working locally, having lots of resources allows us to do some cool stuff. So hopefully we can do some things that haven't been done before.
Like support we go. Side unsupported.
Support side unsupported. That's been done before.
Not recently.
We did it at a club match and we will never do it again. Never. Don't. If you,
I've never done
if you're
it.
Looking, if you're looking for ideas for a club match, don't do support side unsupported. Because everyone leaves their finger on the trigger while they're rolling the ball. Yes. Yeah, it's terrible.
I wouldn't make it that far. I'd just go home.
Just, oh, I'm happy to zero this stage.
Yeah, so we're going up on, oh man, it's going to be hot on the weekend. It's going to be like 41 or 2 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, no, we've pushed our match back from the morning to the evening because it's too hot.
Yep. I think we're going to go out there on Sunday and start the setup. And then Monday's going to be 40 and Tuesday's going to be 40. And I think it gets more realistic towards realistic.
I'd offer to help you, but I'm really, really busy staying cool.
Yeah, I'll bet. But I think come the weekend, I think it's getting closer to high 20s.
Yep.
So it'll be soup. Nice. Soupy Mirage is what I'd be expecting for the competitors. So go and research your Mirage reading skills.
Yeah.
So you're making everyone go prone on the left side of the range?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I cannot wait.
Yep. Yep.
We did that on the weekend at the club match and
had some interesting results.
That side of the range has burnt me more times than I'd care to remember, and it burnt me again on the weekend. Yep. Yeah. Anyway.
You just sort of got to try everything until you hit. Yeah. But people who have been in that situation before sort of know.
Yeah, that's right.
Roughly what's going to happen. But yeah, do your research on Mirage.
It's my hot tip. And then it's going to rain.
Yep. Gotcha. All right, gents. Well, let's get, Pashi, you can sit this one out. Let's get some predictions, expectations of who's going to do what. Yeah, who do you think's going to win, Andy?
At Monado?
I've got mine.
I don't know. Oh, I'd say.
Let's go with you, Joel.
Things going. I'm backing Joel. He's going to get his first win.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Joel. Okay.
That's my bold prediction.
He's been busy doing harvest and not practicing.
Yeah. I was just going to go Ash. And I think Aaron will probably get close.
Ash was on fire on the weekend.
Yeah.
He smashed it.
He shot well.
Yep.
With a less than ideal setup too.
Was it? I didn't know about that bit.
Wasn't he running a factory trigger or something? Wasn't he something different about it?
No, I don't know.
Aaron said he was running a very heavy trigger on that gun and it was just together.
That would not suit Ash's trigger press. Yep, that's a huge disadvantage. Yeah.
Apparently it was a throw together thing last minute of like, I'll go and shoot it and
Yeah, he did well.
That happens.
It was a really interesting match, actually. We're digressing, but it's not often that you get and hats off to Regan did his first match.
Malta Merlo.
Yes, Malta Merlo.
Went well.
He did really well, but the Mirage picked up, and there was just like when you swap sides, there was just this huge, like everyone that got to shoot the left-hand side in the morning went onto the right-hand side, which had more generous, a lot more generous targets and stuff. And then all these people in the morning, they'd be like, I can't miss. Went down the other side and they're like, oh, wow, yep, I can miss. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, got a few people got butt hurt.
Were you one of them?
Yep, we were both, yeah, we were both those people.
Yep, yep. It's rather humbling.
All right. So, Josh, you picked Joel. Andy?
I'm going to go Ash.
You are going to go Ash?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will pick a different name. I will go with Aaron.
Oh.
Assuming Aaron's shooting it.
Yeah. He is, yes.
No match. Always helps.
Yep. Yeah. We've all booked the locals for this one, so let's see how we go. Who's going to
any other match?
Who's going to make up the top three if you guys expand that first place out?
So if you don't win, you can't be in the top three.
Like who else are our?
There's a few of the regulars that I'd expect to be coming or not. So
yeah, okay.
I was looking at the other day, and I think the top 10 is a little bit more open than it's been for a while.
Mm. I think Dan Hennessy will do all right.
Mm-hmm. He's been going well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he's coming over from New South.
Mm-hmm.
He's been shooting well lately.
Noski might work up some magic.
Mm.
Nah. It's his birthday.
It's just been his birthday.
It's his birthday today. Yeah,
might have some
happy birthday, Noski.
Birthday luck.
Okay, happy birthday. He doesn't watch. Gosh, could you give us maybe the 10 or 15 of the guys that you're watching? That have got game previously, and we can choose our top three out of that.
Right. Okay, so I believe
there could be a newcomer that comes along and just decimates everyone.
Absolutely
possible. Who's on the radar on the radar?
Well, Lucas is shooting, so who knows what he's been up to in the off season. I think I know what he's up to in the off season. I don't think it's shooting, but you never know. there's a certain person that's waiting for his wife to maybe give birth or not give birth, so he'll wait till last minute.
Mm-hmm.
To register. So there's always a Mr. Reliable Jackson. Mm-hmm. If he gets the possibility to shoot, he'll always go well. He doesn't. He doesn't often have an off day.
No.
Who else is coming? I don't know that there's too many of the Canberra crew coming over. I didn't recognise too many names. No. I think Josh is coming over. Josh always does well. Stranieri from New South Wales. There's a lot of new names, a lot of new faces, which is really good. I suppose I could just look it up.
Yeah,
of all the people that can look at the names up right now.
It's right in front of me, yeah. No pressure, guys, but I'm just about to dump you all in it.
Very good.
Let me see. Hang on. Nobody new has registered. Who else we got? Michael Blackburn's coming. I feel like he's been going all right.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Aaron Pendergrass is coming. He always does all right. Sam Amos, he's been shooting well last year. He'll do all right.
Crashed it.
Jonathan is coming. He's been going pretty good. You've got a local Aaron DeVissa who's just been steadily getting better and better every match he shoots.
He strings it together and he'll have a very good result.
Yeah, watch out for him in a year or two, I think. He's just been plodding along, getting a little bit better every match.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Aaron? Plus he doesn't rage you this year.
No, nah, not this year, mate, but next year maybe, yeah.
Wow.
Kenny's coming. Right. I don't rate that guy. He's not going to do well. maybe on day one, but day two when everyone starts, it'll get in his head.
It'll be choke city.
Yeah. Well, did that happen at finale? I was there and I remember. Who else we got? Phil Liu. Which Phil Liu's going to rock up? Phil's got some talent when he strings it together.
The one that just clean stages or?
Yeah, exactly. And then cleans the next stage out of order with the wrong target distances and all that sort of stuff and still hits them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can.
It's all right when they're going 3,100 feet per second. You've got it.
Oh, Zilmi's back. You never know what he's going to bring if he's been practicing in the off season.
Yeah, well, he's turned up for a few club things, and when he's rocked up, he's generally done
pretty well. That's probably there's a whole bunch of other names in there that could also do very well as well.
Hmm.
That's what we're asking for. All right, boys, from what's been said, the pick is the top three. Josh, go.
I can't remember.
I'm going to go with Joel. I'm going to go with Ash. I'm going to go with Lucas.
What happened to Aaron?
No real surprises in there.
I picked Aaron.
Oh, you picked Aaron, right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You say
he's going to be fifth.
Hennessy shooting?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he could make a surprise, not comeback, but a surprise result.
Is he podiumed yet? I can't remember. Because I reckon he'd be around the money. Yeah, he'd be around the money.
He's definitely been close. I reckon he'll be in the top five.
Yep.
Well, we're talking top three, boys, so narrow it up, all right? Come on, Andy. Lockdown three.
You said
Ash, you got Dan Hennessy. One more.
Yeah, it'd be probably I can't remember all the names now.
Pick one.
You're looking for help.
What's that?
Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
No, that's all right. Yuki's going to run and steal the trophy.
Christian a WhatsApp about it.
Yeah.
I'll kick you there. With Aaron, my top three, I'm going to go Michael Blackburn in there as well because that name hasn't been picked yet.
Ooh.
And let's throw Lucas in the mix as well just for a bit of a comeback king. So that's my three. Andy, you're missing one, but that just means you don't get points on that. Boys, we'll be back in the next episode after the Monado meltdown to see who of us has got points in that, how Plushy and Andy are tracking for the orange bullet. The same.
Well. Exactly. We can close that out
wait,
now, Rusty.
Wait, does this one count?
Yeah, very good. And we will see how this first match goes. So, Plushy, good luck for it.
Thanks, buddy.
Hmm.
Anything else to add, boys?
No.
There'll be plenty of snippets from the weekend. We'll see how close up Plushy's nose we can get.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, look forward to it.
I don't want that.
Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll catch you guys soon.
Cool. Thanks, Matt.
See you, buddy.